And welcome to another show of Don't Get This Twisted. I am Rob, along with my co-host, as always, Tina. How you doing, Tina?
I'm good today, Rob. How are you?
Oh, I'm dragging ass today.
Yeah. I get it, though. I get it.
Yeah. We had some people calling sick, and I had to go an hour early, so I worked 10 hours today, and I'm feeling it.
I think I would have called in sick today, too, after the weekend that I had. And and definitely, I would not have been on today. But I got to sleep in, and then I got to take a nap, and I'm kind of feeling like myself again.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's very good. I mean, yeah. I'll feel like myself tomorrow, I hope. Hopefully, I can go in on time. And when I'm used to going in and on the 8 to 5, I like the morning so I can lounge around and do nothing. Before I go to work, when I know I have to be there at 7, then I bust ass and I don't feel as, I don't know, it's a mindset, right? Because you know you have time, you're like, oh, I can sit on the couch here and screw around on YouTube.
Yeah. And totally waste my time.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Waste my time. Or I sometimes will set an alarm and just close my eyes on the couch, and if I fall back asleep, it's not a big deal, so you don't feel bad.
Yeah, I hear you.
So we were talking before we got on here about the weather, and it's very bizarre right now. Mostly in Southern California, we've had some quite bizarre weather this summer. I guess it's not quite fall.
Not yet.
Right? But it's pseudo fall here in California.
Yeah. Normally, this time of year, it's much hotter, and we're still in the pool. And we're wondering why the kids went back to school so early, because it's so hot. And I feel like we got gypped on our summer this year. I was looking at having a tan, and I mean, I'm tanned up, but not like I wanted to be. And I feel like we didn't get started until after the 4th of July having pool weather. And now it's like the beginning to, I guess now middle of September. And it didn't get really that hot for that long.
No, not really.
Which is odd for here.
Yeah. And where I live, it generally gets pretty warm. We did have like that spell of pretty hot weather. I know, because my power bill was like $300. So
it didn't go on for months like it normally does.
It didn't. And it's weird. It's definitely, you know, mostly after last winter where we had snow.
We had snow in Mammoth until, what was it, July?
Yeah. I mean, it snowed at my house. Like, it was, and I mean, snowing. It didn't stick on the ground, but when you walked through it, it was snow. And the mountains everywhere in California, you could see snow. They said for the first time, and I don't know how many years, you could be anywhere in Southern California and see snow on some mountain.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I have some friends in Ventura County, and they were at the Ventura Pier and could see snow on the mountains like past Ojai.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So like, we had some crazy, crazy weather. And then, of course, our last month was very humid.
It's been very humid. Yes.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't say southern humid, because there's no humidity like the south. But right now, it's 62% humidity and 70 degrees in September. And that's odd, you know. And this morning on my way to work, it was misty, like pseudo rain.
Yes, it was. Yes.
So it's like the time, I don't know, usually we have late summers here, like into October.
Yep.
But
by October, the nights get cooler.
They do, but we've had warm daytime temperatures. Absolutely. Like I remember when I lived in Vegas umpteen years ago, like it would be 90 degrees on Halloween day, like very bizarre. Here, you're right. We might have some warm days. And then right when you go out for trick or treating, it would be, you know, cool-ish, but you'd still sweat.
Breezy.
you still sweat in your horribly plastic, your horribly plastic Halloween costume with the right? mask with the rubber band on the around it. So, you know, you die, but then, you know, halfway through, because your parents always put a long sleeve shirt under that plastic thing because mm-hmm. they knew you were going to die if cold. So, you know, we were talking about, like, you know, are they really kind of changing the weather, like science mm-hmm. And or global warming? And I think there's a lot of arguments to how deep we can go into this without sounding like conspiracy theorists or someone who is just, you know, thinks that humans are decimating this planet. I think there's somewhere in between. Do I think that we're helping the planet? Nah, probably no. not. But on the flip side of that, this planet has been here for 5 billion years and has gone through major extinctions where everything was killed off the planet. This planet does what it wants to. I don't know, you know, I'm not a scientist, so I don't want to like get knee deep into saying that, you know, we're affecting, you know, major things. There are some crazy things happening on this planet for sure. Like we were talking before we got on, like there was a flood in Libya. I want to say a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, 5,000 people were killed.
That's insane.
Yeah. In a day. That's how bad the flooding was. And then last week in the States, like Atlanta was underwater, like mm-hmm. bad flooding because of the rain. So we're having some heavier issues with some of the things.
We also had I don't even know when the last time was that we had one of the storms that we had. They were saying it was a tropical hurricane.
Well, it was a hurricane coming up the coast. And by the time it hit land, we got a nice storm. Heavy tropical storm.
Yeah,
it was
but
a tropical
they had storm. Said to prepare for a hurricane. Mm-hmm. And we were all bringing all of our stuff in from outside. And all of our lawn furniture had to be tied up and, mm-hmm. and secured. And we went through all this stuff. People got weird in stores again. And we're buying up all the toilet paper and all the beans and rice and things of that nature as if we were going through COVID and couldn't get to anything again, mm-hmm. which never really happened. And so it was kind of an odd thing to prep for that because I had never, living here my whole life, I'd never had to do that. And then when it came through, we had the windows and doors open. It was a beautiful day in that it was cool, but there was just a shit ton of rain that came.
A lot.
And I was like, really? They pumped the news, the media, pumped this up to that degree that everybody was taking the toilet paper out of the stores again? That was so odd to me.
Well, you know, the media and mass hysteria, they kind of yes. walk hand in hand.
Yes.
You know, look at, I mean, COVID, you're like you said, COVID was the biggest one. Like, look at how quickly everything disappeared. Mm-hmm. And you're right. I remember watching the news a couple of days before that, where they were just like, the hurricane is coming. Like it was the lead in to the nightly news. Like,
yes, it is. It's still if it isn't something with the weather, it's the COVID thing again. You know, it's like pick yeah. one or the other.
Well, it's the you know, megaphone.
It's the hey, listen to us. Everything bad is happening.
and I think we have to be very careful with that. I mean, mm-hmm. is the weather odd? Yes.
But then there's the government is manipulating the weather. So, of course, it's going to be odd. And people don't educate themselves to know about that. But that is very much happening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. It's they're trying to make it rain in places it's not. Mm-hmm. And it's not just this country. It's everywhere. You know, they're trying to do it in places that are deserts that, you know, where people are living, where they're not being able to grow things. And like, I understand, like, sometimes science is for the best and mm-hmm. if we can help things along, but I think, you know, do we really know how much we're manipulating, you know, one fuck up and we're drowning people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, mm-hmm. And again, I'm not a science denier by any chance, you know, like I said, I think we are messing the planet up, But if you're our age, you remember that, you know, in the 80s, it was acid rain's going to kill us.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the 70s, it was this is going to kill us. The oil, too much oil. Oil is going to kill us. And this is going to kill us. We've heard this shit since the 70s. And we're all still here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, look, you know, let's say, and I'm trying to be, you know, diplomatic when I say this. Let's say the United States stopped oil production and stopped whatever you think is killing this planet. We don't matter. We could stop everything and this planet would still be because of other nations that refuse to stop because they don't have people marching in the streets telling them that they're killing the planet, because in some of those countries, they'll just execute you.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter. And at the end of the day, your kids are probably okay. If it's anything like we were warned, I saw a meme about like the things that were going to kill us one time. And it was like, oh yeah, I remember that. I remember the acid rain. Oh, the ozone layer. Remember the ozone layer forest? Mm-hmm. There's a hole in the ozone layer and it's going to kill everybody. And we're all still here.
Yeah, but there is truth to those things too.
No, I'm not saying that there's not. You're absolutely correct. There are truths to all of that, but none of those things have killed us.
Right.
So, or at least not on the mass, you know, the massive thing that they thought, like COVID. COVID's the same thing as you know, the ozone layer. It's going to kill everyone. It's a black plague, you know, part two. And, mm-hmm. you know, the black plague killed 25 million people when there was no way of stopping a fever.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like we have so many things that we know about. Now, if you start getting warm, I mean, I had COVID twice. And when I had it the first time, yeah, it did a number on me. Like I was pretty wiped out. I lost my sense of smell. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, I took Tylenol because, you know, we know how to fix fevers now, and had a cold rag on my head and I got over it. The second time I had it, it was a breeze. Like I felt bad for a day and a half and I was like, well, done. So it's different now, I think. And I think science, we you know, look, we're going to fix certain things. I think manipulating the weather is a scary thing. Or it can be. You know? Because if we start manipulating the weather on the flows of ocean, blah, 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 you know, whatever it is, maybe things that we can't control, like earthquakes, are going to, you know, pop up more. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a scientist and I don't pretend to be. But I'm looking at like natural disasters that, you know, look at other countries, like mostly in the Middle East, when they have earthquakes,
it's devastating.
It knocks down, you know, cities, you know, where you have one in California all the time. And even when we have the bigger ones, it's like, thankfully, they've been in the morning and not many people have been killed.
But you look, it's still been pretty devastating, though, for sure. No,
they have. I mean, because we have freeway systems where, mm-hmm. you know, even the best engineers in the world. But look at buildings here, you know, comparative to the 71 one where, you know, our parents were involved in it. And there was a lot of damage. Mm-hmm. So since then, we've built buildings better. Right. So when we have earthquakes there, there's still devastation, and I'm not trying to, but we're definitely better. You know, downtown Los Angeles doesn't fall to the ground.
Yeah.
But you look at like Iran and there's an earthquake and they lose half the city, mm-hmm. because they don't have the same building procedures or engineering that we do. So those are the type of things that scare me with changing weather, is what is it going to do to the, big events like hurricanes. Like I'm, you know, we're in our 50s. I'd never heard of a hurricane in California.
Yeah, I didn't either. And it kind of, I think that's what caused the hysteria, was that nobody really knew that lived here. If you're from here and you've lived here your whole life, you're not going to know what the, any of it means and what it's going to bring. And we can't even drive in the rain, let's be honest. So,
yeah, I mean, we
can't. It's a different situation.
Well, and this, our city wasn't built for massive amounts of rain, right?
Exactly.
You know, our systems of getting the water to the washes back up, and there's so many stuff in the streets that they just get mostly this, you know, the San Fernando Valley. I mean, there's places in the valley that are outright dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because some of those intersections get, you know, 2.5 feet of water in them. So I think we're just in a very scary time. To where, what do we do? You know, I understand manipulating the weather to get places that need rain, but what's the
fallout from
that?
Yeah.
What's the back end of that? What are we really doing to the planet? Because if we're doing that here, those same weather patterns go around the planet. So are they taking rain elsewhere, and we're doing more damage than we're doing good?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't understand why they would even want to manipulate the weather. I think that anytime you mess around with Mother Nature, and I think as people, as human beings, we've been taught when you mess around with Mother Nature, you're going to get your ass handed to you. So it concerns me that they want to change weather patterns and force situations that she is not okay with, because I don't know. I just feel like that's the wrong move for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's happening and it's common knowledge.
Yes. So. Well, I mean, you can Google it and even, mm-hmm. you type in, can we control the weather? And it comes up. And it's
and the answer is yes, and they do.
Yeah, and I think, look, some of them are good, like removing carbon dioxide. That's, you know, look, that's I think that's a good thing, because you know you're trying to help. But here's where you're talking about, you know, don't mess around with Mother Nature. I don't know if you remember those commercials. When we were younger.
They were butter commercials, weren't they?
They were butter commercials, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the planet will get us, whether mm-hmm. we like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, we were, I was watching this guy on YouTube. He bought a monastery, I think, or a church in France. He was an English guy. And it had sat there. It was ran by nuns. So I don't know what that would be called, but, you know, go from there. He bought it. It had sat for 15 years. So he decided to buy it. And it took him 6 months to clean up the middle of the thing where people would park their cars, because the planet took over. The weeds and the ivy, and it grew over everything. There were bushes that were like, in 15 years, they were like, you know, 19 feet tall. Like, damn. It just, yeah. So, and the same thing is happening in Detroit. If you Google Detroit City and like plants take over, or Mother Earth takes over, there's trees that are growing through homes that people don't live in anymore, because the planet just doesn't care. Sooner or later, it's going to go, yeah. And it will take us back. And it was interesting to watch this guy. And he talks about it, where the inside of this church was great. I mean, it stayed. I think they had people still go through it and make sure that, you know, obviously the roof wasn't caving in and certain things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the yard, the planet just took it back, and it was it grew over windows. It grew, wow. It was crazy. So, and like, it grew over because, you know, in France and in England and in Europe, they have a lot of cobblestone.
Yes.
The grass grew through the stone.
Right.
They had to take like weed whackers and hose to it to get the grass off of the dirt and cobblestone. So, yes, this planet will kill us all. It's just waiting for the big thing to happen.
Right.
Should we press it? I don't think so. I kind of agree with you where let's stop manipulating things and just live within what we have.
I agree. I also, the climate change kind of scares me too, because so many people believe in it, yet so many people don't believe in it. But living in the same place that I've lived in my whole life, mm-hmm. I see the changes and I see how things are occurring. And for me, it's kind of hard to look at it and say it's not happening, because it is. I mean, you could see a difference in things, and it's kind of interesting that people don't want to believe that.
Yeah, I think not believing it outright is kind of, like I said, kind of crazy.
Kind of stupid, yeah.
I don't think that we're not, you know, doing damage to the planet.
Right.
But I don't know if I believe it's on the scale that they are telling us. You know, I would have to do way more research to at least be a little more informed. Mm-hmm. But yes, I'm not one to say we're not doing anything to this planet. Of course we are. I mean, but on the flip side of that, you know, I've tried to tell you before, because people argue about animals, right? We're extincting animals.
Yeah.
A scientist that I've watched said one of the biggest things ever. He says that 99% of the things that have ever been on this planet are extinct.
Hmm.
It's going to happen sooner or later, where, you know, things die out. And with 5 major extinctions that have happened, of course, the other things have had to come through. Mm-hmm. We've just been here a long time, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of years. But to the planet, who's been here billions, have we really been here that long?
Right.
And how many cycles has this planet gone through where the weather patterns have freaked out and storms for months, or, you know, I don't know, but I'm assuming probably a long time.
Right.
You know, when there was really not much on this planet of life, maybe just in the ocean. So
I'm sorry, go ahead. You think we should?
I think we should definitely take notice, but, you know, stopping certain things, I think, is out of our control now, like stopping oil. Look, the people who say we need to stop oil are the same people who have a MacBook and an iPhone in their hand and that are made with plastic parts that are produced from oil.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just fuel and not just gasoline. So many things are made from oil that are in our everyday life, that if we got rid of it, we wouldn't,
you know, exist the same way.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to function.
Mm-hmm.
At least on the small side. You know, it's like trying to get rid of cars. We're crazy. The governor of this state mostly is nuts. He wants every car to be electric by 2030 something.
And yet we have power grid issues all the time, where mm-hmm. where we have to have rolling blackouts. So that doesn't even make sense to me either. Like, how are we going to have electric cars when we can't even
charge
have
them.
Electricity for the houses at yeah. certain times?
I'd rather put fumes in the air and have air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to see a lot of people die, take away power.
Yeah. That's a funny thing, too, because even all the power, like everything that we do, has some sort of emission or some sort of it causes some sort of problem with the environment. So it doesn't matter if we're using our air conditioners in the middle of the summer or if we're plugging in our cars. I mean, there's always going to be an issue with that.
Correct.
Until we learn how to use something that is so here, is so regular that we can never run out of it. And that we can't do. We can't do that with water. We can't do that with power. We can't do that with gas. We can't, you know, I think that the key word is balance. Like you need to find balance in sure. what we're doing to this land we live on.
I mean, unless society is willing to go back to the dark.
It ain't going to happen. I don't want to go back to the dark. Screw that. If my toilet won't flush, I'm not going to be a happy camper. If I can't plug in my devices, I'm not going to be a happy camper. I don't even like to go where you can't shower to camp. Now, speaking of a happy camper, like I don't want to live in those times, you know, right. I'm yeah. cool where I'm at. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, I was listening to a pod on the way home and they were talking about the Amish, mm-hmm. which is, you know, one of the last. You know, even the American Indian in this country is like, fuck that teepee thing.
Yeah,
like, we're not,
forget it.
We need power, you know.
But the Amish do not use it. We used to have to deal with Amish people going back east and stuff and see them mm-hmm. and buy their goods from time to time.
Deal with them.
It didn't, well, not deal with them, but
yes,
I had interaction with them.
Yes, that's better.
They were strange. I'm not going to lie. They were just a different type of people.
Well, yeah, because they
their beliefs and whatnot, but fuck, when the whole world is able to use electricity and drive cars, like, get mm-hmm. on board here. You know, they're still in horse and buggies and mm-hmm. their kids aren't allowed to date or, you know, you're only allowed a certain education. That just seems so odd to me. When you have a world that would give you everything.
I will agree with you until I've heard some crazy statistics about the Amish. They had the lowest COVID of mm-hmm. anyone else. Of anyone. They have the lowest amount of depression issues. They have the lowest birth defects. Mm-hmm. So...
something to be said for it.
They're doing something right. I think the depression issues have to do with you're just working all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like working like yourself to the bone. It's that's just life. Like,
yep.
It's like farm life. You get up in the morning, you do this, you're, you know, and your time away from work is with family.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And I mean, there's nothing.
And by candlelight.
Yeah. There's nothing to distract you. I mean, there's no TV. There's no movies. There's no computer. There's no internet. There's none of that.
There's no social media.
Yeah. Imagine how much more sex the Amish have because they don't have all those distractions.
And that's probably why they have a lot of babies.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
You know, it's like I always make jokes about the people in the Midwest in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. And like I'll ask people like, so when is your birthday? And then if you do the math, it's like, you know, November, December, January, February is when they were conceived mm-hmm. during those really cold months because there's nothing else to do. You can't go outside. So you have to have sex. So now maybe the weather patterns are a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly for the cold weather. But
I don't know. I don't like the cold like that. And I live in a world where I shouldn't have to deal with it because Southern California is known for sun, not cold.
Yeah, I couldn't live in extreme cold.
Yeah.
That's like my dad lives in South Dakota. And, you know, it's like minus 20 degrees.
You won't catch my ass there.
I couldn't do that. And it was funny because at first I was like, man, but he's retired. And so is my stepmom. So. They don't, you know, like during the wintertime, they don't have to worry about crazy stuff. They, you know, they'll go to the market or Costco and pick up shit for a month.
Right.
And, you know, walk their dog around the neighborhood in the cold, but like get inside real quick. But I definitely think that those weather patterns, you know, are going to be interesting for those parts of the country. To see, you know, this coming winter, I think we're going to have to really take notice if we have another bizarre Southern California winter.
They say we're supposed to have a really wet winter again because it's an El Nino year. But I don't know. Is it El Nino or is the government doing some crazy shit with our weather? Like, what's really going on? Just tell the truth. You know, like, let us make our own minds up, but we should definitely know the truth. Right. Our government's supposed to work for us, not vice versa.
I mean, I remember, I forgot what year it was, 92 or 93? Was that the El Nino? The really bad one. I want to say it was 92, but don't quote me on it. But I remember when I was working for the Good Guys, which is an electronics store, we had to make sandbags because the flooding behind our store was so bad. Really? It was just, yeah, it rained for, it was, I want to say that's when the Sepulveda
basin
filled up. I want to say it was 92, but it might've been 93, but yeah. And that's when like people died in the Sepulveda basin and like there were people drowned there and crazy stuff. And now with the weather patterns and the crazy water, you know, there's a lot of homeless people that live in the, in the washes, mostly around me where I live. They're everywhere. There's people who parked RVs in there.
I know.
So you know, once we get this really bad rain, you know, people will definitely be affected by it.
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt.
I mean, to the effect of, you know, people dying. And you look at the weather patterns across the country, you know, every summer and every winter in Chicago, someone dies, like mostly older people, because of either lack of heating or lack of air conditioning. Or so, you know, we're like, you talked about power grids. It's not just here. It's all over. You know,
That big one in San Antonio thing happened a couple times to them. And that was big. And that was for a long period of time, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember, I don't think it was San Antonio, but it was in the wintertime in Texas where it was at San Antonio in the winter where they, I don't think it was, but they lost power for like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And like, it was crazy. People were like,
say it was San Antonio.
People were burning furniture.
Yeah.
In their, like, in their own homes to stay warm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, which is very dangerous. Please don't do that. Don't ever burn anything inside. I don't care how cold you are. That's a horrible, horrible way to die. Horrible. Yeah. So I don't know. I think us messing with science is great, but manipulating the weather, you're starting to get, you know, I hate to say godly, but you have to be careful.
Are you saying godly?
Well, you know,
do I know this guy right now?
we need to, sometimes it's better to not play God.
I agree with that for sure.
It's in our best interest to, you know, I don't want to have to get in a boat to go to work. You know, it's a scary thing already. And like you said, driving here is not conducive because people panic and we drive way too fast. And there's always accidents in the rain. I don't care what you do. And then people back east, you know, that's all they do because it rains so often. And where it's just another day and it's pouring in some of these states and they're like, because they don't go crazy. They drive, they drive the speed limit. They can get to work on time. And there's also there's not 7 million people living in their city.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a problem too.
That's a huge problem. And
a little bit.
And I think with the number of people that are living in these big cities, like we said, the energy that it takes to heat a building or heat your home, you know, it's not just gas here. And they're trying to get rid of that as well. Natural gas will be gone. They're already talking about not putting natural gas stoves in anything anymore because it's affecting the environment. You won't be able to get one at all in the house. I forgot what year, but it's been banned.
Wow.
Yeah. which is crazy because how are you going to cook tortillas?
You have to cook them on a pan.
Yeah, that's garbage. How am I going to get the little char marks on it?
That you could do on a pan, though. They have like tortilla pans that.
Yeah, but not quickly.
Don't forget, those days are over. I mean, they took your gas away.
Screw that.
You might as well just put them on the barbecue.
I'd rather ruin the environment and have tortillas. You know what I mean?
I'm not about ruining the environment, but I get the tortilla thing for sure.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. Yes. And it's weird because back east, my friend in North Carolina, they don't have gas stoves. Mm-hmm. I guess natural gas in the South is not as prevalent. They just don't have it.
When I first started going back east, it was about 25 years ago. And tortillas came in a can.
A can.
They were rolled up in a can. And that's how you got your tortillas. And then after that, I'd go to the store looking for tortillas. And I found wraps, like spinach wraps were like the next mm-hmm. tortilla that were there. It wasn't until like, I'd probably say within the last 10 years, they actually had tortillas like what we could get tortillas at.
Right.
Took a long time. I don't know why I wanted to tell you that, but.
I wonder if that's because of the preservatives and how they make them differently on different coasts. Because, you know, a lot of tortillas are made here in Southern California.
Well, yes, because we're right next door to Mexico, which is the people that make them. Yeah. You go back east, there's nowhere where I always was at, there was no Mexican food at all.
There was different
people that live on the East Coast than on the West Coast. And mm-hmm. and not a lot of Mexicans lived out on the East Coast as opposed to here in LA. Mm-hmm. Like this is the place where I would say the majority of the population of Mexican people are. Because back before there were boundaries, people came back and forth up and down the coast.
Yeah, it's definitely changed. Yeah, I think you'll find Mexican people. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, Latin people for sure, but a lot more Mexicans are all over the country. When
not
I went
so
and visited
much back east in the northern east, not so much.
Well, it's cold up there.
It is cold up there.
Stay away from that cold weather.
It wasn't my favorite. Yeah.
I get you. Stupid white people live in cold weather.
Yes. I don't know if they were stupid because I met some extremely brilliant people back there. But
just because you got a big brain and you're smart doesn't mean you're not stupid. If you're living in weather that's 10 below zero, there's something wrong with you.
Right.
But when I went to North Carolina, it was funny, speaking of Mexican food. You know, when I went back there and she had gone to a place and she goes, we can't go there because I ordered tacos and they put hamburger in it. And I was like, No.
So I like hamburger tacos.
I do too, but not at a restaurant. This was at a restaurant. So yeah. I looked on the Yelp, like, you know, best Mexican food in the city. And I found a place. I said, okay, we got to go there. And when we walked in the door, the only people that were in there were Mexican eating. And I was like, ooh, I think
that's
we got a winner.
Where you go. That's
I think
you go.
We got a winner. The only mm-hmm. funny part is that it's a military town. And so it was painted like Tijuana, like everything was like pastel blue and pastel pink. And I walked in and I was like, stereotypical, like, mm-hmm. like they saw. And I believe that Mexican people ran it. But I think what they did is they went, white people think that this is what Mexico looks like. So we're just going to make it like that. But it was really good. The salsa was super good. And I even told the girl, like, I was like, not trying not to be horribly sound racist, but I was like, there's only Mexican people who work here, huh? And she's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm from California. She's like, ooh. I was like, yeah, that asada was good. I was like nice. Trying to like pat him on the back. I was like, this is good Mexican food. So stop with the weather shit and let me make my tortillas because there's going to be some problems because
I'm with you. It's so much easier to cook on gas.
It is. Although I hear on I forgot what kind of electric stove they call it, a convection oven maybe or stove. Anyway, the electric is getting better, but they're really expensive. Like you can like turn it down like almost like gas. To where like when you turn it, it actually cools down. And so maybe that's the future. If they can make those kind of stoves inexpensive so we can all have them, maybe. I won't argue, but cooking with gas. I heard that they're trying to do that with restaurants here, where you can't have gas stoves in restaurants. And a lot of people are complaining.
That's some bullshit. I
mean, yeah. A lot of Asian places, because I guess they do a lot like hibachi style. Mm-hmm. And because that's a gas stove that they use.
Yeah, so, Korean barbecue.
Mm-hmm. So they're losing their shit. They're just going
to have somebody make them what they need. You know what I mean? It'll
have to be electric. And if it doesn't cook the same, you're not going to get the same quality food. So I don't know. I'm not one for killing the planet, although I'm old. So who gives a shit? You know, I mean, if I know that sounds horrible, but I always make jokes about that. I'm like, what do I care about the planet? I'm not going to be here in 50 years.
Well, then the argument is your kids' kids will be here. Yeah. But see, but even that doesn't work them. For me, because I won't have any of grandchildren, great grandchildren. So I shouldn't worry about it. Yeah. And yet I do. I mean, my karma doesn't want to lie when I go up there and, you know, and God says, you're going to hell because you've totally helped destroy the world. I don't want to be that bitch either.
Yeah, but I don't think he would. He goes, I gave you guys free thought. And you ruined it. So what?
Yeah.
There's
always going to be some backlash for that.
And if we're going to talk Old Testament God, he doesn't care anyway.
I don't want to get into religion with you, but that's hilarious.
I mean, speaking of flooding shit, that guy was really good at it.
That's true.
You know, that's true. And again, there's my religious joke for the day. But I mean, let's just say, you know. I think we've been here thousands and thousands of years and cooked with fire and then found gas and cooked with gas, and generations and generations and generations have cooked this way. Mm-hmm. And the only way we got generations is that we kept doing these things. So look, should we kick back a little bit? I probably think we should. But should we completely stop? I don't think we know for sure. We don't know if the gas out of the ground is killing us. We don't. I mean, at least not on the level that they are saying. And I don't think that the electricity, we can't make enough for electric, everything to be electric. We just can't. Mm-hmm. And if we try, if you think, you know, electricity is a commodity. It's one that we all have to be able to afford. So what are you going to do when electricity is so expensive that you can't run your stove, your refrigerator, and all your shit in your house because you can't afford to? So you're going to kill.
Well, look at the gas that we're having to deal with now with gas prices. You know, they're making it to where people can't even get to work. It's so high mm-hmm. right now. $6.59 is what I saw this weekend, mm-hmm. and I paid it. Because I needed 90. Yeah, I needed 92 octane for my bike. And I was like, this is fucking insane. How do people afford this if they drive back and forth to work?
So they're afraid that we're killing the planet that's going to kill people. Mm-hmm. But if you can't have the resources to stay alive, you're going to kill the people anyway.
Yep. There it is.
It's both sides of it. And I think we have to be very careful about what we do. Because the poor in the middle class are going to be the ones who die off, because the rich people won't care. They'll have they'll have enough money to pay their electricity and charge their Tesla and have their cool stove that costs $5,000. And they won't care because they'll be OK. But the rest of us will not be. Mm-hmm. And I would prefer to live. And again,
I'm with you.
If I got to take some natural gas out of the ground to cook my meal because it doesn't cost much, I'm up for that. My gas mm-hmm. bill, and I live in an apartment. I paid, I want to say in January, I had a good month. I put $50 in my gas bill and I didn't owe it. I just threw it in there. I haven't paid my gas bill since.
Wow.
Because it's not winter yet.
Yeah.
So I think right now I still have like a $20 credit that I'm still working on. So That's funny. I don't know about you, but the $300 I paid for electricity and my air conditioning hurt.
Yeah.
So let's balance this shit out a little bit so we all don't die. Right. Because at some point, the planet will get rid of all of us and it'll just reset. Grow a bunch of green trees. The ocean will be clean because we'll disappear and the next single-celled organism will take over.
Well, on that note.
And on that note, you know, yay for us.
Yay. Look,
and again, my final thought would be this is, yes, I understand that the planet can be destroyed by us, but it'll destroy us far before it ever gets there. So, you know, check out our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and go to your favorite place to listen to podcasts and follow us. Share it with your friends and leave us a little message with some 5 stars or whatever the hell it is, because I kind of like reading those to see what people say. No one's really bashed us too bad yet until maybe this episode. So feel free to go on and say that we hate the planet. Anything else, Miss Dina? Go.
Have a good week. Have a good week. I'm going to El Paso. So.
Oh, well, you have a good you have a good time, too.
Good long weekend.
And just so you know, you're listening to this on Wednesday. So have a good couple of days in your week.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, you're pulling it back. You were showing the wizard behind us. The wizard was showing you what day of the week that we record this on.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is an opinion show, so don't get it twisted. Keep coming back every Wednesday and listening. And feel free to go to our socials and leave what you'd like to hear our other opinions on, because we always got one. Until next week, for my co-host Tina, I am Rob. Thanks for listening. Tina, as always, it's a pleasure.
As always, Rob. I'll talk to you soon.
See you later.
All right. Bye.